This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live. You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Tell us your gaming addiction story. How has your fanaticism for video games affected your life? Some people, they lose their job. Some people, they lose their girlfriend or their wife. And you normally
some people just don't get anything done.
That's true as well. Some people, all three. Sometimes their house gets dirty, they don't sleep, they don't eat, they lose their wife, and they lose their job.
Some people actually start a Twitch channel, and they broadcast their video game playing
while
doing commentary, doing playthroughs, or what would you call them, Ian?
On YouTube, they're called Let's Play.
Let's Play. And some of them are really good at it. Some of them are very entertaining. Says, hey, I want to see what this new video game looks like. So you can watch the trailer that's been given to you.
Yeah.
Or you can watch some clown actually playing it, doing some hilarious sometimes commentary to go along with it.
And maybe the reactions.
And maybe he'll get some subscribers, donations from people, and he can actually do it for a living.
It happens.
It happens. I would say probably don't plan on that actually being happening because these people are really good at
it. Well, right, because there are a bunch of people doing this now. So
yeah, there's a lot of competition.
I learned about a character named PewDiePie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're familiar with him? He is on YouTube. Maybe he's got a Twitch channel, too. You just told me about this Twitch thing tonight. I hadn't heard about it before, so it's apparently a gaming-only video streaming service.
It is like a video gaming YouTube service, and it's live. So, I mean, they have
it's all live.
Well, they have some archives available, but they are not focusing. I don't believe they're focusing on the archive aspect. They're focusing on the live
experience.
This
is what's happening now. People are playing these games. But on YouTube, they do have some YouTube live, but obviously most of YouTube is recorded. And this PewDiePie guy is, I guess, the most popular of all of the video game player people who, you know, basically, for those that aren't familiar with this, the video content is mostly the game, like a screen of mostly what you would see on the game screen. And then there's a little insert, sort of picture-in-picture style of the guy who's playing. And, you know, he's got a pair of headphones on. He's got a microphone mic'd up.
And if they're really good, and not all the players do this, they had the little insert on the one of the corners. They'll hide them, you know, outside of the HUD. So you're not covering up something important, something vital.
Yeah.
But the really good ones will have the green screen behind them. And they'll have that cut out, so all you see is the gamer with the headphones.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
you know,
that's fancy.
And, you know, some of these guys are really good. I investigated a couple of months ago to see what was going on. I had never been on. I had some buddies at my previous workplace who did it and were investigating it themselves. And, you know, some of these guys, you can actually see and monitor the donations that are coming in. And
really?
Yeah, some of these guys are really good.
And so I know that, obviously, the ones on YouTube, some of them are making money. Apparently, this PewDiePie guy makes a buku bucks off of this now. And, I mean, I've seen some of his work. He's okay. I mean, I guess he's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people bring different, I guess, elements to the table than others. And I guess the real experience there is that people get to watch a game being played, and that's a big thing these days, is watching somebody else playing video games.
I know. I try to wrap my brain around it, and I'm not the kind of guy who can actually sit and watch someone else playing.
I don't mind.
And this just isn't video games. This is sports. This is activities, all mm-hmm. activities. Just sit there in the bleachers and watch someone else play. Unless I'm trying to figure out some secret that I couldn't figure out on my own. It's like, all right,
how do you do it?
Some clown has already figured this out, so I'm watching the playthrough and say, like, all right, that's how you did it.
Right.
And then I'm going right back to doing it myself. But to sit in the bleachers and watch people playing a sport or playing a video game or doing anything, it's like, man, I want to be out there. I can't stand just sitting here twiddling my thumbs.
I would probably have felt that way when initially, if someone had initially told me about Let's Play, these kind of videos, I probably would have said the same things that you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But it really doesn't bother me that much. In fact, I actually kind of like it to watch someone else play a game because then I feel like I don't have to bother.
Well, no, good point. And I just brought that up because I don't have Fallout 4.
Yeah.
You do. What did I do to satiate my desire to play Fallout 4?
I watched some
videos of some knuckleheads
playing. So you're guilty of it then.
Well, I got it out of my system real quick, especially when I realized that, you know what, this is Fallout 3. It's just prettier.
It is.
And you know what?
Pretty much.
I can wait. I got enough games that I can play between here and between when Fallout 4 is on sale.
Well, one of the things about Fallout, a game like that, for listeners who aren't familiar, it's this first-person perspective, although you can play in third-person. It's mostly a first-person shooter kind of game, but it's an RPG at the same time, role-playing game, meaning that you are leveling up, as they call it in the video
game
world.
That's the hook.
You're gathering experience by killing the bad guys, and then the more experience you have, the more levels that you get, the more powerful your character becomes. Of course, on the other side, you're also encountering more powerful enemies, so ultimately it's just something that, you know, it's a cool game mechanic that it's not your typical shooter. In fact, you could argue that it's not a shooter at all.
I would say it's becoming the typical type shooter. I think a lot of people are leaning in this direction. A lot of game producers are leaning in this direction.
Anyway, with what I was going to say, though, about it is I don't think it's as good for one of these Let's Plays because there's a bunch of different things you can do in the game. So, like, in a game where there's pretty much one path you can take, you can watch one of these Let's Play videos and see the whole game. But with Fallout 4, there's different choices.
There might be five different options or dialogue options to one statement. And each one of them could take you down a different pathway.
Generally, in the game, though, the dialogue options don't really change that much. It's just sort of the first few lines of dialogue will change, and then they'll sort of get you back on track with wherever the story's supposed to be going. So it sort of gives you an illusion of having choice.
And that you bring this up, and we're actually talking about the different character types who are playing these games. I watched one where the guy was, every time you get to a dialogue, he'd be like, "All right, audience, what do you think I should do?"
Really?
And the audience would say, A, B, C, and he would actually do a real quick tally.
Yeah.
And he would say, all right, we're doing C. Everyone agreed C. And so, and that's the path he would take. So it was becoming a viewer. They were able to interact and actually be a part of this experience. So I think he was on track. He was doing making the right decision.
That reminds me, I've seen one of these live video things. Most of the video game footage I've seen online is recorded, but I have seen a few channels doing it live. And when I see that, they have the little chat room on YouTube, and the chat is just burning by, like, message after message. You couldn't possibly read what everything was saying.
Yeah, 5,000-plus viewers. There's no way.
Right. And so, like, there's a certain point of saturation at which the chat room becomes useless, because then all you could really do is just sort of glance at it, take the first response that you see, and go with that, because otherwise it'd be impossible to get a real temperature for what's going on there.
Yeah.
I mean, the same thing's true of any chat room. Once there's too many chatters in there, it just becomes noise, and it's hard to figure out what the signal is.
Twitch has, if I understand correctly, they actually have, like, they have chat monitors.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can have little cues where if someone donates, you can have a little bell go off or something, and so that the player will know that he just had a donation and he can respond immediately. But you can also have chat moderators who are actually going through and picking out choice information and relaying it to the player.
So part of the fun of the watching people play games online, Conan, is the reactions. So I think that the ones that are the most boring videos are the ones where you're just watching someone play a video game.
Without any commentary or anything like that. A picture of them or anything. I agree.
But if you can see the picture of the person and they're, you know, they're mic'd up
and they're reacting. They fell in a hole and their eyes light up. They're shouting or yelling at the guy
or whatever. That's what makes it more entertaining. That's why someone like a PewDiePie is so popular, because he has these reactions. Now, whether he's playing up the reactions because he knows they're popular is another question, and you know, you can debate about that. But there's what got me kind of into it a little bit was the React channel, which is a really, I think, a fun channel on YouTube, where they have different age people. So they have, like, seniors or elders react. They have kids react. They have teens react. They now have an adults react series. So they have all these different series. And so sometimes they'll react to, like, a viral video or something like that, something that's online and has become popular. And they also have a gaming series, which the elders ones are hilarious.
Are these the same guys who are videotaping cops and old women smoking pot? Or is this a whole different crew?
They do have a YouTubers React where some of the YouTube pranksters are on that, but no. The React channel is mostly people you've never seen before. These are like just average folks from California.
Watching like up-to-date video games for the first time. And
playing video games.
Grand Theft Five.
In the elders' case, it's for the first time. In the teens' case, many of them have played the games before.
Oh, you know, I did watch one. I watched millennials playing GoldenEye.
Yep, that was one of them. Yeah. Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3. You want a good laugh, though? Watch any of the elders react to video games. It's so funny because they just don't know what they're doing. It's Free Talk Live.
Bloated belly? Gas? Acid reflux? You could have pounds of rotting, rancid, toxic gunk clogging up your gut right now. And with all the processed food we're exposed to today, it's no wonder why. Fortunately, there's Newbiotics, our first ever gunk buster for cleansing that toxic gunk out of your body. And right now, we're giving away a free trial to anyone who calls the following toll-free number, 1-800-983-2573. Strict limit of one free trial per household. With pounds of toxic gunk clogging up your gut, it's no wonder you don't feel good. Made with natural ingredients, Newbiotics is our first ever gunk buster scientifically designed to unclog your gut and cleanse that gunk from your body, flattening your belly and combating periodic bloating, excess gas, heartburn, and acid reflux. But hurry, call now for your free trial of Newbiotics while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-983-2573. Call now for details. 1-800-983-2573. That's 1-800-983-2573.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. Everything from debts to video game addiction. That's what we've covered tonight. But of course, you can bring up anything that you'd like. That is the point of Free Talk Live. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. You can join Free Talk Live in real life. Coming up in about 2 months from tonight, Liberty Forum is happening in 2016, February 18th through the 21st. It's a weekend in Manchester, New Hampshire, at the Radisson Hotel, right in the heart of downtown Manchester. It's a great location, and you're going to want to be at this event. Hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented folks will be in attendance. And lots of great guest speakers, like Edward Snowden. Well, he's not going to be there in person because, unfortunately, he can't be due to the fact the federal government will have him kidnapped and imprisoned probably for the rest of his life if he shows up on U.S. soil again. So we are going to have him via video link, and he'll be giving a presentation and taking questions.
And it does appear that his glasses are new. His new glasses, the glasses he's sporting these days.
As opposed to the ones from the pictures from 2013.
With the tape holding them together.
NHLibertyForum.com. Go get your tickets now. February 18th through the 21st. It's not just Edward Snowden. There will be dozens of speakers, panel discussions, lots of great things to learn at Liberty Forum. But also the people. That's really what it's all about, is connecting with the Free State Project participants, many of whom have already made the move, like Conan and I, and others who have not yet made the move. There's a lot of people. I would say the majority of attendees to Liberty Forum are people who are still thinking about it, or maybe they've already signed up for the Free State Project, but they haven't yet moved. This is a great opportunity to plug into the community here and get a feel for what it's like to actually be around people who care about freedom on a regular basis. Most of us outside of New Hampshire, most people outside of New Hampshire, don't have any idea what it's like to be in a place where hundreds of people think like you do and who are relatively nearby. Like, if you're in Manchester, there are probably hundreds of libertarians that live in your general area. If you're out here in Keene, probably dozens. Seacoast, likely in the dozens as well. So we've already got over 1,500 people who've moved here as part of the Free State Project, and more are on the way. The Free State Project just hit 90% of its ultimate goal of 20,000 people signed up and pledged, libertarians, voluntarists, to move to New Hampshire and to get active. The Liberty Forum is a great opportunity to meet a whole lot of them. So go to NHLibertyForum.com. Put the video game down for a moment. Go to NHLibertyForum.com and spend a weekend with us where you won't have time to play video games. You won't. You'll be so busy. There's so much going on. You'll barely have time to get enough sleep. You know, especially if you're out late at a party or something like that, and there's certainly no shortage of those going on during the Liberty Forum. NHLibertyForum.com. Look forward to seeing you there. Free Talk Live, by the way, going to be broadcasting live from the event. So we were talking about these video game shows, these Let's Plays, or the Twitch channel, or the Twitch website. What is it, twitch.com or twitch.tv?
Twitch.com. Oh, you know what? I think it is twitch.tv.
Yeah, I've never been.
But I bet you .com will lead you to the same site.
Maybe. You never know about that. Anyway, the sort of the experience of watching another person play video games, I think it's best to watch someone else play a game when you're in the room with them. So I don't mind that at all. If I'm sitting in the room with somebody and they're playing a game, and then, you know, you can interact with the person, talk to that person during that experience, that doesn't bug me. Watching it online, if you can see the person react, then I think it's entertaining. If it's just some raw footage of somebody playing a game, I don't care about that. That doesn't interest me at all. So you're welcome to share your experiences, especially if you've been addicted to video games. And has it affected your life, or did it affect your life? What's your story? How did you break out of it? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Conan, you wanted to share with us, and this has all been kind of building up to this discussion here, a news story about internet gaming disorder.
When you consider how big Twitch is, we've come to a new point in society where, you know, this is video games take up a huge portion of our times, and even people who, you know, our generation and below, everyone knows. You know, we started with the Atari 2600, and now they're up to the PS4 and whatnot, and, you know, we're PCers, so I mean...
Now Atari's long gone.
Well, yeah, that's how that works.
Somebody bought the brand. I think they're still releasing
games. Thanks, E.T. But, so, believe it or not, and of course you and I knew that this was coming down the pipes, they've created a new disorder for such a situation that people are finding themselves in, and that is compulsive gaming.
Before you go on, just a point about how popular gaming is these days, maybe for our older listeners who aren't sort of with it on this particular topic. I believe it was like within the last 2 years, there was a news headline that video game revenues had exceeded cinema.
I believe it.
Yeah.
And when you look at some of the money that they're pumping into some of these games,
yeah,
they exceed Hollywood by far. Oh yeah,
yeah,
believe it or yeah. And a lot of these voice actors are straight out of Hollywood, because I mean when you're talking about some of these big budget games.
That's true. So I think that's impressive to see that, you know, Hollywood has classically been the go-to entertainment source for Americans. Now that's not so true anymore. Now it's
I think it's a dollar for entertainment. People are, you know, the free market is spoken. You know, you can watch a 2-hour movie and you can pay, I don't know what it is, go to the movies,
like
10 or 12. You can pay 20 brand new for a Blu-ray at Walmart or whatever.
Yep.
You could pay 60 for a Fallout 4 that you could spend 200 hours on easy.
Easily.
I mean, the money back is just, the free market has said, this, you know, as far as delivering entertainment value for the buck, the gaming industry's got it down. They've got it nailed.
So where's this story from?
So this is from, well, it originally... is, I don't know where it's originally from, but this is at iflscience.com.
Okay, the real site.
Not the fake one.
All right.
And it is talking about this new disorder that's coming down the pipes. A new study into the brain connectivity of adolescent boys with a condition called Internet Gaming Disorder, IGD, has revealed a number of irregular patterns suggesting that their brains may be wired differently to those without IGD. This, in turn, is likely to affect their cognition in a variety of ways, some of which may be beneficial, while others are potentially pathological. According to the American Psychiatric Association, IGD is a new phenomenon that has emerged as a result of the recent expansion of online gaming technology. Sufferers are said to experience symptoms of withdrawal when pulled away from gaming, due to the fact that compulsive gaming causes certain pathways in their brains to become triggered in the same direct and intense way that a drug addiction brain is affected by a particular substance, and anything can cause this, you know, people who date frequently and want to get into that dating, the drama and whatnot, or nicotine or caffeine or, you know, any kind of compulsive disorders, you know,
withdrawals are a problem.
Yeah, we'll fall into the withdrawal symptoms. Where was I at? To learn more about how these pathways are activated, researchers from University of Utah and Chung-Ang University, somewhere in South Korea, sought to compare the neurological activity of 78 adolescents with IGD. I don't know how they proved they had IGD from the get-go, with that of 73 healthy subjects.
Yeah, I don't know that either. I mean, I guess they would just interview them about their video game habits.
I guess someone just saying that, yeah, I have this problem.
What's the first thing you do when you get home from school?
I have withdrawals when I am not able to play video games. And so that makes me...
You're not saying you have that problem.
No, the people that...
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, these 78 adolescents that they were able to find.
Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Internet gaming disorder. Share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
Don't forget, you can visit our website at freetalklive.com. Please, if you support Free Talk Live, help the show out for $5 a month with the Free Talk Live AMP program. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, which is a super cool thing. And it's actually one of the decent reasons to use Facebook. There aren't a whole lot of reasons to use Facebook, but that's one of them. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us. It allows us to effectively market the program, to get on more radio stations around the country, expand our satellite footprint, and bring new internet listeners on board. AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. And now you can use Bitcoin to do your amping if you've been waiting on that. And that actually allows you to be anonymous if you want to. So if you want to totally anonymously amp Free Talk Live, you can now do that. You can sign up for the website with a throwaway email address. Don't use your real name, that kind of thing. And then send us Bitcoin from some anonymous Bitcoin wallet, and you'll be good to go. So go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to your calls and thoughts. More about internet gaming disorder here in moments. First, William in Nevada, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to K-Talks.
Yes, gentlemen. You ever heard of the game Wolfenstein?
Oh, yeah. Huge
fan. Yeah. Good stuff.
Okay. Now, it's interesting. You were shooting Nazis, and there were several layers to go. That was early 90s, I believe.
Yeah, that was when the original Return to Castle Wolfenstein came out. It was actually, I think the original Wolfenstein was an Atari game back in the day, and then the one you were talking about is a first-person shooter, which was sort of the granddaddy of all first-person shooters back in the early 90s, where you know it's a first-person perspective, and basically if it moves, you shoot it, and usually you're shooting Nazis or Nazi dogs.
Right, and they had some German language in there, and you had secret passages.
Yeah.
I had a gentleman explain to me when I watched a bunch of advertisements around Christmas. This is like, I don't know, 8 years ago. And I said, why do they keep advertising the same game with all these weird graphics and it's a worse scenario? And he told me it's because they want to make the next generation, when they get a gun, not to hesitate. And I didn't
wait, what?
Do you think there's some kind of conspiracy with the gaming industry and maybe the military-industrial complex?
Just tell me, in the Civil War, they said like 17% or something of the people wouldn't pull a trigger. Okay? Now, I got the gaming magazine, and I was looking through it, and they had like the human half-breed hybrids and steal a car and all this weird stuff. Well, guess who advertises on the inside cover and on the back cover inside?
The military.
The U.S. Army.
They came out with a game once. It was a piece of crap.
Yeah, they had their own game.
Yeah. I don't know if it's any better these days, but it was...
You know what? I seem to remember reading an article just recently. The Call of Duty guy was saying something right along the lines that you're talking about. You know, it's all about...
preparing people to go to war?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean, I just don't buy it. I mean, I understand that. I think that the video gamer is an area or like a demographic that can certainly be tapped to go to war. I mean, there are obviously people who are interested in war and violence and things like that. But anyone who's ever shot a gun knows that it's nothing like that in a video game
as
it is in real life.
I don't think it's so much the Marines that are in the dirt crawling around. I think it's the button pushers. I think it's the drone operators.
That's who they're looking for, you think?
I think these guys are, and it's much easier to pull a trigger when you're, you know, a couple miles up in the sky and you can't see what you're really shooting at. It's just a dot, and it's just a dot that's moving, and you got your crosshairs on it. It's a bad guy. They told me it's a bad guy. Push, and there you go. You just bomb the wedding.
So, William, you're right. There is no doubt that the U.S. military is targeting gamers for its marketing campaigns. That much is definitely true.
All right, and there's no recoil when you pull the trigger on a drone unless they program it in. So
this is true.
Percussions, you're just another dot on the map.
Any other thoughts you want to share, William?
No, but thank you, guys. I love your show. See you later.
Thanks for the call, man. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Wolfenstein, man, great game. I mean, that takes me way back to early 1990s. I was a young teenager when that one came out, if I'd even reached teenage years. It was probably...
I put a couple of hours into Wolfenstein, but mine was Doom.
Doom was definitely the big one for me, too. But
especially the first time I played it we were in a LAN network.
Yeah.
I played it a couple of hours here and there, and yeah, this is good stuff.
Where were you, at a French house?
I was at a computer... What am I looking for?
Did you go to a LAN party?
It wasn't a LAN party. They were actually selling computers and whatnot,
some
software.
Store, some
no, it was a huge computer gathering.
Sounds like a LAN party.
It was the way they had the LAN party set up, but it wasn't the entire program.
So it was a larger computer gathering that had a LAN party at it.
And they were selling computers and the game.
I see.
This is how they were hooking people.
Neat.
And so I got to sit down and play it for the first time against my competitors who were right next to me.
Yep.
So actually being able to yell at the guy next to me and seeing him on the screen at the same time,
that's
jumping
fun.
Around, it was eye opening. It was a new experience for sure.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the kids today are pretty spoiled on this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, almost every game that comes out has a multiplayer component. That's not true for all of them, but it seems like a big thing these days. And so it's not uncommon to have games where there's 16, 30 plus players that are all in the same map together, and all fighting it out. But the difference being that you're not in the same room as those people. And they kind of have adjusted for it by having, like, video game transmission audio. Like, you've got an audio codec that allows you to send instant communications. You're talking to the person rather than having to type it out. Mm-hmm. Back in the days of Doom, like you're talking about, if you wanted to talk to the other guys,
you had to type everything.
You had to type it if they weren't there in the room with you. And really, that's, I agree with you, Conan. Doom is truly the father of the first-person shooter, but the grandfather is Wolfenstein. Wolfenstein, the same company that made them. Wolfenstein came before Doom, and the things that Doom brought to the table that Wolfenstein didn't really have was, one, Doom had multiplayer, Wolfenstein did not. So that, I think, really launched Doom into the stratosphere. Doom also had the ability to fake that it was 3D, like actual 3D. In Wolfenstein, you're sort of all on a flat complex, like you never go up stairs or anything like that. You can't jump. In Doom, you could go upstairs and like jump off of things, and it looked like you were actually in a 3D world. It was actually sort of an illusion from a technical standpoint, but it was very, very persuasive. So you could play with up to four players in Doom back in the day, and that was like a mind blower, having four people playing in the same game. It was amazing. I remember many hours of my friends and I over at my friend's house, who he actually had a home network with multiple computers in his own home. So we were constantly playing Doom. And the other thing that Doom did that now I think is taken for granted, so besides multiplayer, which is taken for granted, the other thing that Doom did was it created the idea of the mod community, the modification of the stock game. So Doom, there were tools that were released for Doom, not even by the producers. Like, there was third party.
A lot of the early modders were never using the original software. They had to create their own, and they're going in and they were actually essentially hacking the game and adding their own components. So if you wanted to be shooting up Bugs Bunny,
you could change the graphics. Sure, they changed the graphics. They changed the levels. There were some that were called total conversions that changed like every piece of graphic in the game. They changed all of the characters in the game. They changed all the levels. So, I mean, some of these guys would put in a significant number of hours. I mean, I have some experience with it because I did some of the modding myself, being in high school at the time, had plenty of free time for that kind of thing. One of my my most proud modding experiences, Conan, was making a patch that updated all of the Doom monsters, and I would have probably been sent to an insane asylum for this if it had happened today, but made all the Doom monsters into teachers and administrators from the school.
Big red flag.
All complete with gory death animation.
That's why you get stopped in the airports every time. Not because of anything else you've done. It's the damn teachers in the Doom game.
I thought I still had it. I looked around for it a while back, and I couldn't find it. So it's lost to the void, I'm afraid.
They're going to send you away, man.
855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here. I even made a level of the school cafeteria as well. Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Internet gaming disorder. That is the proposal on the table to be added to the DSM, which is the... It's basically the list of disorders. And I'm sure there's more to it than that. I'm not a psychologist, so I don't spend any time reading that stuff. But that's the proposal that's on the table, and it is about people who are addicted. And they're saying adolescent boys here to video gaming, but you know, I would presume that same addiction can continue on into adulthood as well. I mean, the people who are losing their jobs and their wives because of video gaming are definitely of the adult variety. Now, you could argue that they're not very adult in how they behave.
No.
But that's, you know, but physically, they are developed as adults. And so if you want to share your experience, maybe it's with someone who you love who has had an internet or gaming addiction, please dial in toll-free. Maybe it was you, or maybe it is you. Maybe you are hooked right now on something, and you can see that you can't break away from it, or you've been unable thus far to break your habit. You can join us here and share your thoughts.
You know, you're not really an adult in this country anymore until you're 26.
Yeah,
I mean, these guys got plenty of time. I mean, you're still under mommy's and daddy's health care program.
That's true. They did
expand
that.
And you're going back to live with them at 26, so maybe that's the wrong age.
Some people are staying at their parents' house till their 30s.
Yeah.
So if you want to join us here, we've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. So we've covered everything from some favorite games to the video game, the sort of phenomenon now on YouTube and Twitch, which is apparently a YouTube for gaming. This phenomenon of watching other people play video games, which I kind of understand, Conan. You're not quite as on board with that, even though you have admittedly done so.
To find out where the secret is. I want the secret coin. Where is it? Someone's figured it out. Oh, they did a YouTube video, and I can figure it out, and I can start banging my head up against the keyboard.
And then we were discussing some old games and how they sort of set the table for what was to come later, like Doom.
You mean these disorders?
I think probably there was addiction prior to the games like Doom and Wolfenstein, but I mean, certainly having modding of video games allows for more playable time on a game, so that could, I think, worsen. Like, for me, if I play I don't want to play a massively multiplayer online role-playing game because I know it'll be a problem.
Oh, yeah.
So I won't even I've never done it. I knew a guy who had EverQuest back in the day, a good friend of mine. Had EverQuest, which is one of the earlier massively multiplayer online role-playing games.
Probably the most successful of the.
Definitely one of the most. World of Warcraft is a big one as well.
Came out much later.
And so EverQuest, man, he was just pouring hour after hour after hour into that, and it never ends. I mean, there's just there in the name, EverQuest. I mean, it just keeps going and going. And so, unfortunately, he ended up passing away, but it wasn't due to, I guess I shouldn't say passing away, he was murdered, but it wasn't due to his video game habits. Nonetheless, I think that I did learn from that, and I thought, gosh, you know, it looks like a cool game, but I don't want to start with that. Because at least with a game, even like Fallout, there's an end to that game.
And you can pause it and save your progress at any
sure.
moment and go get some of your life done.
But that's the problem with that game, for me at least, is my problem is, okay, just one more mission. Just one more mission. And before I know it,
the sun is coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So tell me more about ID.
IGD, Internet Gaming Disorder. So they scrounged up 78 adolescents with IGD, who knows how they figured that out, and 73
probably
healthy,
complaints from mom or dad.
Healthy, 73 healthy subjects. All participants were between the ages of 10 and 19,
okay.
And they were all from South Korea, which I understand has a pretty epic gaming problem.
Yep.
You know, they got gaming TV and stuff, gaming
There's
TV stations.
There's people that die in South Korea and China and
or their kids die, or they're, you know, because they're not being taken care of, and, you know.
Well, like, specifically the gamers, there's, like, at least once a year, there's a headline that we'll see, and maybe there's more headlines over there. I was just on one of these sites looking at some gaming stuff, and there's a headline about a guy who was in a internet cafe for 3 days straight, and who basically died from exhaustion.
And I wonder if he had mommy with the poop bucket underneath him, like in the South Park episode.
I haven't seen that.
But, oh, you need to, it's the World of Warcraft episode.
Okay.
So, yeah. Anyways, they took these guys that they scrounged up. The team used magnetic resonance imaging (MRI)
yep.
to observe the connectivity between 25 different brain regions while the subjects were at rest. Results indicated that patients with IGD displayed increased connectivity between 7 pairs of regions, suggesting a number of potential implications for cognitive function. And it goes into some of that way their eyes were connecting with their brain and all, and there's a lot of big words. I'm going to skip that. In a statement, study co-author Jeffrey S. Anderson explained the hyperconnectivity between these brain networks could lead to a more robust ability to direct attention towards targets and to recognize novel information in the environment. So this is the good stuff. This is likely to improve gamers' performance when playing video games, although, more importantly, it could also enhance their ability to execute real-world tasks.
If they can put the game controller down.
If they can go outside in the real world and actually, or maybe these are the drone operators we're talking about. So, however, publishing their findings in the journal Addiction Biology, the researchers revealed that not all these enhanced connections are quite so beneficial. In particular, they note that increased communication between the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, which plays an important role in working memory, and another region of a brain involving the focusing of attention, may well produce harmful effects. For instance, over-connectivity between these regions is thought to provoke symptoms such as increased distractibility and poor impulse control, and is often seen in sufferers of psychiatric conditions, including autism and schizophrenia.
Increased distractibility. Now, I mean, arguably, young people today are more distracted than ever, I mean, even without video games in the picture.
But they're supposed to be able, because of all this, because of the information overload, they've got their eye on a screen everywhere they look. They're supposed to be able to
You're gesturing with your hand.
Handle many situations at once.
Multitask.
Yeah, there you go. Are they really able to? Because some studies are saying they can't focus on anything. Are they able to? Yeah. They focus on one thing and they're immediately distracted by the kitty meme on Facebook.
I mean, ultimately, you can't really multitask, right? Like, you can only do, just like a computer processor, you can only really do one thing at a time. The computer appears to be doing more than one thing at a time, but ultimately,
My RAM, and I'm able to do multiple tasks at once. I mean, it seems like, yeah, I'm only focusing on one, but I'm doing them so quickly.
Yeah.
That I'm able to do a lot of tasks, and I can run some in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, a computer can run things in the background all the time.
It's not really... My understanding... Look, I'm not a computer engineer, but my understanding of the way... Now, with multi-cores, it's sort of a different situation. Like, now we have processors that have multiple cores in them, and I think that changes how this works. But given one computer core, one processor, that processor is linear. It's doing one thing at any moment. It's just doing it so quickly
mm-hmm.
that you can't tell that it's one thing at any moment. So in any given, let's say, 60 clock ticks on the processor, if you are, you're on your web browser, but behind your web browser there's a word processing application, or behind that there's some memory manager program or whatever, you know, of those 60 clicks, you know, probably 50 out of the 60 are going to the word processor, but, you know, 5 out of the 60 are going to the majority of them are going to the thing that's in the front of the screen, and the other clock ticks are going to the things that are going on in the background.
Right.
So it's to you and I, it appears as though it's doing more than one thing at once, but ultimately the processor itself is just prioritizing certain traffic.
Well, what I'm getting from this is, seems like these autistic types, because that's really what I think it boils down to, can sit in front of a screen for 8 hours straight, just playing, just prodding on through.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that some of them are maybe having difficulties when they walk outside the door. And so it seems like they're taking care of all of these different components. They're going every which direction. They got all these things in mind, but they walk out the door and they're struck by real life, by reality, and they're not able to cope because it's not linear. There's more options involved
in real life.
Whereas the game, it's a game. I mean, there are rules.
Yep.
You know, if I go over there and shoot that guy that's bigger than me, he's going to shoot back. And, you know, if only people could put the video game rules into the equation in the real life.
If only real life were that simple.
That easy, that linear.
Now, of course, video games are trying to be less linear. You've got games like Grand Theft Auto and Fallout, the Fallout series.
Sandbox, where it's just anything goes.
Open world, so to speak, or at least the appearance that anything goes. You can go in whichever direction you want to, and there are a lot of different options of things to do. But there are still limitations to those systems. The computer characters aren't particularly believable as real life entities or whatever. But we're going to see that change over time as artificial intelligence becomes a thing, and then all kinds of interesting questions will get answered, or will, I think, more new questions will arise.
We're going to be going down another level of the Matrix.
Well, yeah, the big question is, at what point does artificial intelligence become real intelligence, and does it, when do they get rights? And we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.